Brothers and sisters, 2 weeks ago in the gospel, Jesus told his disciples, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then he goes on and he also says this, if you keep my commandments, then I will ask the Father and he will give you dot, dot, dot. And 2 weeks ago, everyone, I kind of gave us some examples of what could fill in that blank. Here's what I mentioned. He could have promised his followers the power to dominate, power that would cease rulers of the world, or cause rulers of the world to fear and envy them. He might have promised good health and longevity. He could have assured his own that there would be no hostility towards them, no prejudice, no ignorance, a life without suffering or pain. None of that is mentioned. Instead, what does Jesus say? If you keep my commandments, I will give you the Holy Spirit. And that is what we gather to try to understand today. And I want to share two thoughts with you today, everyone, on the power of the Holy Spirit. When we think about our seven sacraments, remember this, every sacrament has an outward sign, something that we can see that says the sacrament takes place. For instance, in baptism, we take the water, we pour it, and we use the Trinitarian formula saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We can say that of every single sacrament. Remember this, every sacrament comes from Jesus, everyone. Look at what we gather to do. Celebrate the Eucharist. Where do we find it? Go to the Last Supper. Where do you find baptism? Well, when you get home today, go to the end of Matthew's gospel. And it says this. Jesus tells his disciples, go to all nations, teach them, and baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The question I want to ask is this, though. Why do you think the disciples waited until Pentecost? Everyone, when you think about the story of the ascension, everyone, before Jesus ascends, he tells his disciples, guys, wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit before you go and preach the word. So everyone, between the days of ascension and the days of Pentecost, not knowing what the Holy Spirit was, why wait? Why not go into the world and preach Jesus? And the answer comes from the first reading of today. We hear the story of the original Pentecost. Disciples are gathered, people there from all these nations. What happens? There's a wind, tongues of fire. The Holy Spirit descends upon them. And what are they able to do? They are able to preach to all nations. That is why they waited. Go earlier and you accomplish nothing. Here's a modern day example. Let's pretend I go up to one of you and I say, okay, I'm going to give you a one-way flight to China tonight. I want you to go to China and I want you to preach Jesus. You may say, great, Father, I've always wanted to go to China. But there's a problem. I can't speak Chinese. It's exactly the point. So what do you have to do? You got to brush up on it. You got to study it before you go and you preach Jesus. This is one time, everyone, as foolish as the disciples could sometimes be, this is one time you have to give them credit. They didn't jump the gun. They didn't make fools of themselves. They waited. And with the coming of the Holy Spirit, look at what they did. They went. They preached to all nations, and they changed the world forever. Now, here's something you may ask me. But Father, when I was confirmed, I couldn't speak in many different languages. Hey, me either. I assure you this, the day after confirmation, if I was going to take a Spanish test, and I would have simply said, everyone, you know something? I was confirmed. I can speak in different tongues. I get it all. You know what I would have got on that test? An F. An F. Well, then you ask yourself, why? Here's what I take on it. People, Jesus told his disciples, go to all nations and teach them. Over the course of these 2,000 years, has the word of Jesus been preached to the ends of the earth? For the most part, I think so. So what is our concern, everyone? Maybe what we got to realize is this. The gift the Holy Spirit gave us in confirmation wasn't to speak in many different tongues, but was to speak in our own tongue. People, I hear you. This is what I hear you. We're fearful for the future of our youth when it comes to faith. We bemoan the fact there aren't more people in this church. You say that. Okay? We look around. We see the moral compass of our world, our country. Another bombing everyone in London yesterday, or another terrorist attack in London yesterday. And you ask yourself, what can I do about it? My answer is this. Don't worry about trying to speak in many different tongues. Learn how to speak to our own people, our own language, a language of wisdom, a language of knowledge, a language of understanding, and a language of courage. And where do you find that? That is the Holy Spirit. Don't worry about 10 different languages. We got enough to do in our country right here, right now. Speak. Second thing. You know, everyone, it's interesting when we do our sign of the cross. We go to a Christian church, everyone. They say in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, what do? Automatically, we sign ourselves with the sign of the cross, right? We look around and we realize we might be the only one doing it. And sometimes you feel a little embarrassed, but you know what? You shouldn't. Because the sign of the cross is a sign of our faith. It's a belief, everyone, when we do it in the cross. It's a belief, everyone, in the Holy Trinity. But the thing I want to focus on just briefly today is this. When we do the sign of the cross, think about what parts of the body we touch. Let me lead into that for a moment. Before the gospel, we often do this, everyone, don't we? All right, now what are we doing? We're putting the sign of the cross on our forehead, on our lips, and over our heart. So we're saying Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, be in my thoughts, be in what I say, and be in my heart. Now you would think that would follow through everyone with the sign of the cross, but it actually doesn't. Watch how it goes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Interesting. Yes, Father, be in my thoughts. Jesus, help me to love. But notice when we say the Holy Spirit, what we touch. We touch our shoulders. What are these shoulders a sign of, everyone? Evan? Strength. Strength. So you may ask yourself, Father, how in the world am I supposed to go into the world and preach to this world, to preach to my own people? Ask the Holy Spirit. Do this. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Give me the strength to be wise, to be understanding, to be knowledgeable, okay, to have right judgment, to have courage, reverence, and wonder and awe. That's the strength the Holy Spirit gives us, people. And so pray for it. You know, everyone, there's a lot more we could touch on, but because of time, we'll keep it at this today. And so I thought what we would do today is we conclude with another prayer that speaks to us of the power of the Trinity and includes the Holy Spirit. Let's conclude today with our glory be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.